Well, another change in plans for the public school students here in New York City are waiting to go back to in-person learning. Parents are angry, but WCBS reporter Marla Diamond says not everyone is upset about the change announced by the mayor yesterday.
Mayor de Blasio making the decision to delay in-school instruction after an hours-long meeting with the principals and teachers' union heads. Teachers all week had complained about cleanliness and ventilation, some refusing to go into buildings. But the bottom line, said Teachers Union President Michael Mulgrew on New York One, they did not have enough teachers for the blended learning model after a hiring freeze last year.
We went from basically the possibility of firing to hiring, and now we're seeing that the city is just finding money to invest in its schools because that's the only way we're going to get them open safely.
The delay was infuriating for many parents, teachers, and elected officials. State Senator John Liu.
There are millions of people who have to schedule their lives around this. The mayor every morning projects an air of confidence as if everything is on track, when clearly things were not on track.
The mayor says the city has hired 2,000 teachers and will immediately hire an additional 2,500. But the question is, will that be enough to welcome kids back into the classroom? Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.